Just look to Jesus.
You look to Jesus.
Just look to Jesus now.
To Jesus.
I know he's the one.
He's the one.
I know
he's the only one.
Look to Jesus now.
Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Raw Spiel, where we keep it real with the hard truth. As you see by the title, I'm sorry. Let me do this again. This is thank you all for joining the Raw Spiel, where we keep it real with the hard truth. As you see by the title, called The Purge, question mark, already here. So, I want to say back in 2013, there was a movie called The Purge. And pretty much, the premise of it was the U.S. government, they sanctioned where crime would be legal once a year for 12 hours. There was, like, I guess, overpopulation in the prison. Crime rate was so high. So that was the premise of it. So the U.S. government in this movie sanctioned where the, well, like I said, where crime is legal, including murder. So y'all keep those words in mind as we go through the broadcast. The Purge, murder, legal. So in the movie, all crime, including murder, is legal. And you know, in the way the world is going today, people, I know mainly in the black community, with the police shootings, killing unarmed black men, there's a lot of people in the black community that feels that there's a target on your back. Some of them feel that this country is trying to purge them. It's trying to purge the black community, just trying to wipe them out. When you see the senseless shootings, now you have police officers and killing black children, killing black men, killing black women. And a lot of people have come to the conclusion that, oh, they're trying to take us out of here. They're trying to purge us out of this country. We're just, you know, we're not on the same level as the white counterparts or whatever. But I'm going to give y'all something to think about. Now, I'm not justifying the police brutality. That's gruesome. But just think about this. What about abortion? Now, I know a lot of you, you're pretty much, you know, pro-black everything. You know, you just, I like what one pastor said, I come across on YouTube, he said people are more dedicated to their culture than Christ. So some in the black culture, you know, he's just very pro-black. You know, it's anything black you support, you ain't got to know the person. You see a black woman, that's sister girl. See a black fella, oh, that's my bro. That's my brother. But a lot of you are, again, like I say, you're super, just pro-black. Power to the people. Especially when you see in the news of the senseless killings of unarmed black people. And but when it comes down to abortion, you're pro-choice. But don't you think abortion is helping with the purge? Have anybody thought about that? Okay, just think about it. You're pro-black. You're pro-choice. Those two things don't go together. And you feel that the white man is trying to wipe you out. So don't you think having an abortion, don't you really feel having an abortion is leading to your own demise? Don't you feel that, well, how much sense does it make? You just think about what? A question I would like for somebody to answer for me. Who's doing the abortions? Who are the abortion providers? I was looking into that. It's kind of hard to find the numbers, but I feel like over 60% of the abortion providers happen to be white. Now, it kind of makes no sense to me that you have this vendetta against people that are white. You're saying that they're trying to wipe your community off of America. They're trying to purge you out of here. But you have an abortion. There's a strong possibility your abortion provider is going to be white. Now, how much sense does that make? You're leading your unborn child to the slaughter. Has anybody ever thought about that? Sure, we all can get mad and get upset when you see somebody like Derek Chauvin, if I said his name right, he, the one that put his knees on George Floyd. There's a lot of outrage about that event. But there is no outrage when it comes down to abortion. In those events, people want to protest. You want to march. You want to defund the police. Because you're saying you're sick and tired of them killing our black children. You're saying you're sick and tired of them killing our black sisters. You said you're sick and tired of them killing our black kings. But some of you don't, you don't treat them like a king when you marry them, but that's a whole nother topic for another day. There's outrage when they see a white officer kill someone of color. But there is no outrage when a black woman decides to abort their child. Why is that? And you're one of the highest rates of abortion come from the black community. So those of you that are pro-abortion, don't you think, just something to think about, don't you think you are contributing to the purge that's going on in America? Again, you're leading your own children to be slaughtered by the very people that you, by the very people that you claim is always just trying to hold you down. You go into an abortion clinic or abortion hospital to get an abortion by the very people that you say is trying to terminate your race. Somebody help me to understand that. How much sense does that make? Can anybody see that's an illusion? It's sad. And I know that the media is really doing a good job of keeping this racial tension going. I know people, for an example, Halloween was not that very long ago. I know over here in the Memphis area, having to go online, I saw on the news where someone was offended by a skeleton hanging from a tree in their neighborhood on Halloween. I looked at that. I was thinking to myself, what's so strange about that? Why what's there to be offended by? The only thing they were offended by, the skeleton had a noose around his neck hanging from a tree. But so that was amazing to me. So you're not offended by the glorification of ghouls and goblins, witches and warlocks, ghosts, demons and devils. You're not worried about that. You're more concerned about seeing a skeleton hanging from a tree with a noose on his neck. And the person told the reporter that reminded them of slavery. I thought all the slaves were dead. I thought all the former slaves were dead by now. So how can something remind you of slavery, something that you never experienced? I tell you what, there's a former slave alive. I would like that interview. It's 2022, and something triggered your memory about slavery, and I want to talk to you. I'll go to you. But you see, that's an illusion. In that case, the bigger picture is the glorification of the dead, celebrating the dead, celebrating ghouls and goblins, but your focus is on making it a race thing. Same thing with abortion. When they overturned Roe versus Wade, I seen some articles, some by politicians saying that was racist against the blacks and Latinos. So that should open your eyes right there. That's pretty much saying that by having an abortion, that's going to, I guess, having an abortion will save that family, save that woman money. So you won't have that financial burden of, you won't have that financial burden of taking care of a child. So that was their main argument when it come down to Roe versus Wade being overturned. They're saying, oh man, that's going to really hurt the black and Latino community. Well, why those two? When are y'all going to wake up? They saying it's racist against the black and Latino communities. So that should let you know That should tell you something right there. Why those two? Why those two groups? You know, you ought to, and the argument is, you have an abortion that's going to help you save money. You won't have that economic struggle. Really. So, some of you may need to talk to your grandparents. Because how do you think you have, some of you may have, from one set of grandparents, 12 to 14 aunts and uncles. Now, let me back that up. When I say you talk to your grandparents, I'm not talking about your 29 to 33 year old grandparents. I'm talking about people that lived in the golden era, maybe baby boomers and older. No, somewhere around there. But they had 12, 14 children during that time. And, you know, some of them, they weren't rich. You know, just speak to your grandparents. You know, they'll tell you they weren't rich. They lived off the land. Some fish did what they had to do to make ends meet. Kept their children fed. So we can't all necessarily say you're having an abortion to save money. Now, if you really believe there's a purge out there, that is nothing but an illusion. That's all what that is. Nothing more than an illusion, just a lame excuse. Okay, you had this abortion. Times are hard, the economy is rough. So come on, get this abortion. Save, put more money in your pocket. But at the same time, while you focusing on saving money, you done sent your child to slaughter. You done sent your child to get slaughtered. So it's like sleight of hand. Like me, I like to see magic tricks, see how they work. Some tricks they have it, whereby like some card tricks. They have you focusing on one thing, the guy performing a trick, your eyes will focus on one thing, and while you're taking his other hand, you know, doing sleight of hand, switching things around, and when you come back to the trick, you're amazed. But you didn't see what he was doing with his other hand. You was focused on something else. Same thing with this abortion situation, with this purge, as some of you feel that's happening now. You are contributing to the purge when you're sending your child to the slaughter, and to justify it, they would say the Blacks and Latino would have abortion because they can't afford to raise a child. Boy, they really think a lot about you guys. Always something, it's always something racial. And again, I tell you, the media does a very good job of playing a race card. And I tell you what, that kind of reminds me to so-called voter suppression. In some states, they're saying it's racist to ask people to have an ID, focusing on the Black community. Now, they're pretty much saying that you so poor, you can't afford to get an ID. You can't afford to get an ID to go vote. Come on, how low down, how bad off do they think you are? I mean, don't you need an ID to buy alcohol? Don't you need an ID to buy tobacco products? But you know, you see how the media is playing a race card, and now you have to. So it's called voter suppression. If you're asking people to get an ID to go vote. And again, that's focusing on the black race. A lot of emphasis on the black race when it comes down to that. So you got to ask yourself, is that what they really think about you? One, you feel they're trying to, again, purge you out of this country. You're super pro-black. You think the man is trying to hold you down. And on top of that, again, I got to bring it home. Hopefully y'all will get it. You are adding to the purge. You are helping them purge you out when you send your child to be slaughtered by the people you send that's trying to kill you, pretty much. But the question is, has anybody thought about that? And I want to ask again, what do the abortion providers look like? That's what I'd like to know. How they ever find something? Like I said, over 60% is white, and most of them are women. That's something to think about. You get pregnant, you want to go to an abortion clinic, get an abortion. Now what if he looks like Derek Chauvin, the one that murdered George Floyd? He fits the description of one that is trying to, according to some of you saying that, he fits the description of the people that's trying to wipe you off the face of the earth. He's a white male, so you go to an abortion clinic, and it's a white male there. So are you okay with that? No, you just said you're tired. I'm tired of them killing our young people, our young boys and girls. I'm tired of them killing our black women. I'm tired of them killing our black men. But you're going to take your black self to an abortion clinic that's ran by a white provider. Y'all okay with that, or that's just something different? Or would you feel better if the abortion provider was a black woman? That don't make no sense either. Would it make you feel better if the abortion provider was a black male? Would you have a problem with that? So you have a problem seeing a black woman being killed in cold blood, a black man being killed in cold blood. But would you be okay if a black woman or black man is your abortion provider? Are y'all okay with that? Just something to think about, folks. Just something to think about. So we're talking about the purge. Is it here? As you already know, looking at a book, I want to say it's called, I think it's called The Rise of the New World Order. And there are people on record saying that they want the population to be brought down to a reasonable number. So there is a push to get the population down. That what some people do want. So is there a purge? A real purge, a legal purge going on? This is a possibility. What about these vaccines? COVID-19. Now, anybody been following this broadcast? We mentioned that. I talked briefly about this COVID-19 vaccine. You know, someone, I'm going to tell you again, a doctor was telling me, I think I had my mask on in his office. He couldn't understand what I was saying, so I pulled it off. And I told him, I told him straight up, I'm like, hey, you're going to get this, I mean, a person going to catch this virus with the mask or without a mask. And then I tell you what, he closed that door and he was just going on and on about this virus. Now, he was telling me, he was sharing some things with me about this virus, about the vaccine for the virus. Now, he told me a doctor friend of his who know more medicine, who's more advanced in medicine than what he is. Now, he told me his doctor friend told him to don't let your children take that vaccine because it's going to mess with their reproductive system. Again, he said, don't let your children take this vaccine because it's going to affect their reproductive system. Isn't that something? Is anybody concerned about what was in that COVID vaccine that's going to affect your reproductive system? I'm not a doctor, but I thought that had effect on your respiratory system. So why is there a vaccine that's supposed to, I guess, prevent the symptoms of the virus? They say that's respiratory, but it affects your reproductive system. Has anybody thought about that? And there are even some results, some reports that some women, after they have taken this vaccine, they experience labor pains. They experience contractions, and they're not even pregnant. Or their last pregnancy has been years and years and years ago. So how in the world can vaccine that's supposed to protect you from a virus that affects your respiratory system have an effect on your reproductive system. Somebody might hear this and say, man, that's a conspiracy theory. The U.S. government won't do anything like that. Not true. What about the Stiki Airmen? Ask them. But, that's something to think about, folks. Some people argument that you don't know what's in Pepto-Bismol, but you take it. You don't know what's in aspirin, these different medications, but you take it. That's a good point. Is anybody having those kind of after effects taking Pepto-Bismol? Is anyone having a problem with their reproductive system, taking an aspirin or Pepto-Bismol? Okay. You don't know what's in those, you don't know what's the ingredients are in those things. Oh, okay, well, what's your point? Why is that vaccine making women bleed out more heavy than normal? That's the reports that's been out there. So again, people, I'm just giving you something to think about. A virus that attacks your respiratory system. You have a vaccine that's made real fast, and all of a sudden, it attacks your reproductive system. Women are feeling contractions. Some women say they are bleeding out heavier than normal. Something wrong with that picture. I'm just saying, folks, I'm no doctor. I'm just throwing some information out there. You decide. You decide. Now, also we're talking about the purge. Ask the question, is it already here? Is there a plan in place to purge out certain ethnic groups? Is there a plan in place to, well, like I said, it's documented, people want to control the population of the world, period. They really do. Also that's out here is tobacco. And I tell you what, it's known, proven fact that it causes cancer. It's amazing. They put that on the label. They know these tobacco products are causing cancer. They know the nicotine. They know the ingredients in there is very addictive. That's why it's hard for people to get off of those cigarettes, chewing tobacco. What's in there is addictive. What's in there can cause cancer. They'll even put it on the label. may cause cancer. Matter of fact, I was at a convenience store today. I was seen behind the counter. I forgot what product it was, but he said it is addictive. Big bold letters. But they're not going to lose out on their money. And you got to be a heartless somebody to know there is a product that you're producing that's both addictive and also leads to cancer, leads to hundreds of thousands of deaths each year. I just saw something like this before I came on air. I think it said like over 480,000 deaths come from tobacco use. Again, you got to be a heartless, cold-blooded somebody to continue to produce something that is so addictive and something that can cause cancer and have led to hundreds and thousands of deaths each year. And I don't see them stopping it. They don't have a mind of stopping me. If I produce something like that, this is just me. If I produce something and find out it's cancerous, it's going to take your life, I'm going to pull that off the shelf. I'm going to stop making that. No, no. I come down with a big apology. But I know something that, if I got a product that's killing people, I'm not going to keep producing that thing. So why are these tobacco companies warning people about how addictive their product are, how addictive it is, and how it's going to lead to cancer? Why don't they just, I know they're not going to do it, discontinue the product? You know it's killing people. But you, every day you're still producing it. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you're still producing these cigarettes, these cigars, chewing tobacco, knowing it's going to cause death and destruction. But they're not going to miss out on that money. No, ma'am. No, sir. They are not going to miss out on those millions and millions of dollars, knowing something that's going to kill you. So, that's something to think about, folks. The purge. Just like in the movies. In the movie, they had 12 hours once a year to legally commit any crime that they want, including murder. 12 hours. Once a year. But what they doing, but the purge going on now, we said it's a purge. Yeah, this has been a process going on year by year legally. Abortion. Oh yeah, they killing you. The movie, the purge, you had 12 hours to commit your crime, including murder. Me, you had a problem with the co-worker, bam. You got 12 hours to do what you got to do. If you don't like your neighbor, you got 12 hours. You got a problem with your ex, 12 hours. no repercussions. Kind of the same thing going on today. Legalized murder, abortion. I thought I read somewhere too, that's like an abortion every 15 seconds, I think. I think it's what I read. That's a lot of killing. That's a lot of killing there. Well, I guess some states are still legal. But even during the Roe versus Wade era, it was just flat out legal. Legalized murder. Can't do nothing about it. So that's something to think about, folks. Those that are pro-black, like I said before, not trying to sound like a broken record, but that's something you need to think about. That's something you have to think about. You feel this country trying to purge out a particular race, you're helping. Every time you have an abortion, you're helping with the purge. I just hope y'all think about that. Just think about it. So don't be pro-black and pro-choice. Them two things don't mix. You're being a hypocrite. Vaccines. COVID-19. Vaccinations. Like I said, some people are having some real serious side effects with their reproductive organs. Women having contractions, not even pregnant. Doctors know whatever's in there is going to affect the reproductive system. Don't that sound like population control between the abortion and this new vaccine? With a virus that's supposed to affect your respiratory system. But some kind of way it's getting your, it's affecting reproductive organs. So somebody please explain that to me. How about the foods? How about the foods we eat? All these additives and preservatives. What's that? GMOs, MSGs, things that enhances the flavor of foods. And y'all, these people, not like I said, folks, these people not stupid. Like these cigarette companies. They know those cigarettes is causing cancer. They know it is addictive and causing cancer. But they won't stop making it. They got to make that dollar bill. Same thing with these foods. These additives and preservatives, they know it's not good for your body. But they got to make that money. Some of these things they add in these foods is for enhancing the flavor. Some of these potato chips. Some of these sweets. Artificial flavors. All that stuff. slowly causing your body to break down. And it's all done legally. Now let you and me put some poison in someone's food. If it's linked back to you and me, oh my goodness, we got some jail time. You just try to poison somebody, let alone they die. Oh my goodness, you got to stand before a judge. You just try to kill all these men and women out here by poisoning their food. Are they doing that every day now? Legally? With these additives and preservatives? They know what it's doing to your body. But yet still, they are still making it happen. Causing high blood pressure amongst people. The diet causes diabetes. I guess what they're putting in these foods, causing your cholesterol to rise, your blood pressure to rise, causes kidney failure. That's what the things that we're consuming. And again, y'all, I'm just throwing it out there. They know this. The people that produce these things, they know the harm it's going to bring to the body. But you can still, they ain't not doing anything to stop it. It's just like the cigarette company. You got to be a cold-blooded, heartless somebody to know your product is causing health issues with people. Your product is causing death. And you get away with it. It's all legal. Ain't that something else? All this poison they're putting in our foods, causing some people to go to an early grave, but it's legal. Just like in that movie, The Purge. All crime is legal for 12 hours, including murder. But there seems to be a slow purge going on that's been going on for years, legally. They're legally able to poison your food. In some places, it's legally able to abort children, flat out murder children. It's all legal. It's all legal. So I really do hope that something was said that will have you think. Just think about it. I know you might not have thought about abortion as being a way to purge out your community, but it is. I know it might be hard to believe that a vaccine is set up to make you, that there's a vaccine out there that's going to mess up your reproductive system. It's hard to believe. Is it really hard to believe that the tobacco companies knowing what they know, knowing they probably give you cancer, they're not going to stop making it. They got to make that dollar bill. People know that their artificial flavoring, preservatives, and the GDM well, all the additives and flavor enhancement is going to cause eventually your death. They know this. But yet and still, they're not doing anything to stop it. So, the purge is going on. Is there a purge? Is it happening now? You can say it is. It's just not as extreme as it is in the movie for 12 hours. That just reminds me. When I seen that movie, I was thinking, talking about the purge. I'm like, Lord, I'm thinking to myself, they don't need to make movies like that. That ain't gonna do nothing but give America, just give this American government some ideas. So I'm thinking to myself, they need to stop making them kind of movies. But the other day I was thinking about it and said, man, I think it's too late. I mean, they ain't, like I said, they ain't going through, well, I hope not. But they haven't went to that extreme sanctioning, you know, 12 hours once a year where all crime is legal. They haven't done that. I hope they don't, but just saying. But no, that movie ain't giving. I don't think that movie giving anybody, not giving America no ideas, but they let so much go on. So much is happening. So yeah, that's pretty much. And I tell you, we just live in a mean old world. Just like the comments here says, the love of money is the root of all evil. That says a lot. Again, you got to be a cold-blooded somebody to know your product is killing folks and causing a decline in health. I mean, you got to be a cold-blooded snake, I tell you. You got to be. Y'all just think about that before we get up out of here. Just think about that, y'all. You know them cigarettes. Yeah, let's talk about cigarettes. I know we done had many shows on abortion. Y'all know our stance on that, but Let's talk about the cigarettes for a minute here. They know it causes cancer. They know it's both cancer. They know that it's addictive. Again, now me, I would stop making that stuff. Apologize to just give out a big apology and then don't make some. Start making water or something. Make some bottled water. But that love of money. And boy, if people are crazy enough, I see the label says, oh man, it causes cancer. But I'm going to smoke one anyway. I got to have it. That's some power there. That is some power. But I want to just, well, my time is up, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. for taking the time to listen, and I hope y'all got something out of it. I really do. I hope y'all got something out of this discussion. And until next time, you all take care.
Jesus, from which all I am now.